It seems that Boulder, as a city, is intent on the, you know, the municipalization project that they've been working on for the last few years. And they've run into some problems, and as a result, they're going to have to annex certain areas of the city to make it easier for the city, if it has a muni, to serve everybody. There's, you know, there's been problems with that all along, and this is the city staff's solution to that. It's interesting because usually you don't annex properties without the consent of the owners. But in this case, the city seems to be going ahead rather quickly. Perhaps, as three city council members mentioned, maybe a little bit too quickly in this annexation process. There's other areas around the city just like this, but this one just happens to be seven marijuana businesses. I've been through one of them, the Can America business, and they're really happy being in the county. They say they've been working really well with the county. The CEO, Dan Anglin, has said that they really like working with them. They've been able to build their business. They really like being there. And now he has a lot of questions about that. And I think he has legitimate questions about it. I know that the city toured the site earlier this week. There were a city staff who went out and toured the site because the city has said that they will work with the marijuana businesses, but the city hasn't explained exactly how.
Well, just briefly, what that would mean is that if they were part of the city of Boulder as opposed to in the county, they're subject to a whole other set of regulations around their business.
That is correct. And that's what they're concerned about, is that they've got their businesses built the way they are, where they are, and because of the way they're zoned and, you know, all of their licenses. And now that's going to disrupt that. And I tend to agree with them there. I think the three city council members who asked to slow down the process just a little here, I think the process is because the city is filing another application for the muni with the PUC, and the city wants to have that in place. Whether the city's doing that correctly, we'll see.
Well, for marijuana businesses who are actually already part of the city, they have news in terms of the Boulder Working Group, which was this group set up comprised of city officials, people from the industry, to try to look at the regulations. What's the latest news on the Boulder Working Group?
Yeah, well, that was Tuesday night. There was a working session, just a few city council members there. It wasn't a full attendance by any means. I thought that the group, the way the group presented everything, I thought was really well done. I thought that the group had listed the problems, possible solutions, different points of view. They took all of that into consideration before they made their recommendations. And the recommendations were unanimous.
And what were some of those recommendations?
Boulder dispensaries could stay open until 10 p.m. Everybody else allows stores to stay open until 10 p.m. except in Boulder. So that doesn't help your business. It doesn't help the city, really. So that's one of theirs. There's an ease on businesses, the way they can offer discounts and non-standalone coupons. There's changes in that. It wouldn't allow every coupon to happen. But for instance, you could get a discount if you had a bus pass and stuff like that. Businesses could also sell merchandise with their own logo on it and all that, which has been a problem. And I think the problem was that they said that it was glorifying it somehow, and that would be attractive to kids. But obviously, after talking about that, they changed their minds about that. And they, again, these recommendations were unanimous. Businesses could sponsor and advertise at public events, although it says that the event's attendant base has to be at least 70% adult. And when that came up in the question period, a guy from Denver who was part of the working group too, who was representing the state rules, said that 70-30 thing is one thing that's just kind of amorphous. Maybe it, you know, they don't really come in and check to make sure that everything is like that. And then there was another question about physical separation, because Boulder is the only city that has physical separation of the facilities. And when staff tried to explain that would help them in their bookkeeping and their auditing, I think everybody wondered exactly what they were talking about, including a couple of city council members. So, but overall, I think it was really a really well done and well thought out, and it had stakeholders from all across every part of the marijuana industry, and people who were against it, people who were for it, and I think they really did a good job. And I kind of got the indication from the city council members that were there that they're going to go ahead and enact these. And I think it'll really help things along in Boulder. I don't mind Boulder trying to be tougher than anybody else in its regulations, but as long as those are fair.
So next step is for city council to review and consider implementing these.
Correct. There will probably be more public hearings, and they'll probably bring it to another reading. But I expect that this is going to happen, because when people were running for city council, everybody said that they wanted to revise these, at least to make it fair for marijuana businesses to be on the same level as other businesses.
You can read about that and more local marijuana news at SensiMag.com and grab Sensi Magazine at newsstands around the Front Range. Thanks, Leland.
Thank you.